I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Large numbers of school-aged children have joined the protests across Iran. The Iranian government has responded by sending them to mental health centers. The regime has also killed at least 23 children, according to Amnesty International. The nationwide protest began 1 month ago. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries tells us,
it's an unrest at the soul level of the country. The police are arresting people in hospitals and rerouting ambulances to prisons. And so people are beginning to die of injuries in the street or at home because they're not feeling safe to go to hospital.
IMM is working to film the story of Esther, who stood up to authorities in the Persian Empire. Likewise, young people in Iran today are standing up against the corruption of the current regime in Iran. Ask God to strengthen young people and give them the hope of Jesus. And Every Child Ministries serves families and children in Uganda, Ghana, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Eric Lucky talks a bit about the ministry.
Our ministry will be involved with everything from helping kids in poverty in communities in Africa to rise up and come through that, helping kids with albinism or other conditions that cause them to be discriminated against. Perhaps they have medical conditions or they're disabled.
But Lucky says the ministry wants to support whole families, not just one child. That led to the Family Empowerment Program. They started in Uganda, helping parents provide food and education for all their kids. Many of these families can now save money and start businesses. Pray that many would also see Jesus' love through the ministry. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.